Jamais de la vie. Well, you know, jamais de la vie is an expression that we use in Cajun French. Like when you want to express disbelief at something, you say, oh, mais jamais de la vie. You know, like never in my life. Jamais de la vie.
Ever since forming his first group back in 1980, accordionist and songwriter Bruce Dagrapont has been a dependable presence in the Cajun music world. In the tradition of his musical forebears, Bruce writes and sings his songs in French, and is known throughout Louisiana and Francophone Canada for his recordings, many on the Rounder label. His newest album, Jamais de la Vie, was recorded back in 2007 in Copenhagen, Denmark. It's unusual for a modern Cajun record. There's no fiddle, no rhythm section. It's just Bruce and his accordion.
I thought it made a good title to the recording, and the fact that I would have never thought in my wildest dreams that I would go record an album totally by myself, and in of all places, Copenhagen, Denmark.
Are there any other modern Cajun recordings like that?
Not that I know of.
So how exactly did you end up doing the session in Denmark?
It was a good friend of mine, Peter Abrahamsen, who lives in Denmark. Peter was the first guy to record rock and roll records in Denmark, and we've been good friends since the mid-90s. I guess I've played pretty much just about every major music festival in Denmark with my band. And it's due to becoming good friends with Peter. And Peter, just in conversation, he said, I'd like to record you. He said, I want just you. The only thing I want is to record you by yourself. I said, yeah, I'd like to do that. I said, what a challenge. When I got to Copenhagen, I went in the studio. The engineer that we worked with is a guy named Flemming Rasmussen. Well, I had never heard of him, but then when I got there, I found out that he is a producer for the heavy metal band Metallica.
Really?
And he had all the platinum albums and all that all over the walls of his studio. And I got a kick out of that because it's like, here's my recording session. It's just me in a room by myself playing an accordion and singing. How different of a project was that for him than working with a heavy metal band, you know?
The title track on the record, Jamais de la Vie, can you tell me about that song? What's it about?
What the song's about? It's a two-step I wrote actually many years ago. And I've never played it on stage, never recorded it. It's just a song that was just sitting there. Sometimes you forget about songs you wrote. It just talks about how in the world we always have, every time you turn around, there's bad news about something. You know, the economy's going down, people are murdering people, and things like that. And he says, jamais de la vie, c'est pas bien parti. C'est tout temps des mauvaises nouvelles. It's never going well. It's always bad news. He's just longing for good news. You know, he's just kind of expressing disbelief how there's so much bad things going on in the world. And he just wants to see the world in peace and harmony. I think it's a good two-step. And it's a song that I'd like to eventually start playing with my band and start incorporating that in.
There's some evocative song titles on the record.
Oh, really?
I like La Valse de 99 ans, the 99-year waltz.
Well, let's see, that's an old standard. La Valse de 99 ans. You must speak a little French because you pronounce that.
Un petit peu.
What? You pronounce that so well. Well, 99 is 99. It's an old standard. Some people call it the convict waltz. I mean, there's some other, you know, oftentimes in the old standards, there's more than one title. It's, you know, kind of a standard traditional song. The man's lost his family, and basically he says that he would rather be condemned to 99 years in prison than what he's going through, you know, basically, because he's lost his wife, he's seen his children suffer and so forth. I gotta kind of sing it to myself. Oh, moi je m'en vais, quand on est pour 99 ans, c'est par rapport aux paroles que toi t'as dit. It's your fault, basically. Qui m'a fait souffrir aussi longtemps? He made him suffer for so long. Anyway, so it's a suffering song, which, you know, so many people tell us, they'll say, Cajun music is, it's such a happy music. And I guess you already noticed, Zach, but it's such a happy music, and musically it can be very uplifting and sounds happy, but if the people actually speak French and understand a lot of words, the majority of songs express a lot of pain and sorrow, you know, which I guess you could say maybe I guess a lot of other folk musics do too, and that's one of them. But you like that title, huh?
Yes.
La Valse des Quatre Vents d'Isnevant, yeah.
I have to ask you, even though it's not related to the new album, you have a song I really like called Acadie à la Louisiane.
Oh.
About the expulsion of the Acadians.
Well, you know what, Zach? I go play in Canada. I guess I've been to French-speaking Canada to play about 40 times in my career. Sometimes the people have commented, they said, you're singing about such a sad subject, and yet the music is an uplifting two-step. Of course, that's common in Cajun music. That's what makes kind of our music a little bit different and unique. I'm very proud of that song. Actually, that song has been used in many textbooks. It's been put in a National Park Service film.
Oh, is that the movie they show at the Acadian Cultural Center in Lafayette?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. I saw that film like when it came out. I guess it was 20 years ago they produced that. Now, I think they still use it in the film. And I know it's not. It's shown in Louisiana. It's shown in the Acadian Maritime provinces of Canada, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia.
I should explain, just for those who might not know, we're talking about the Grand Derangement, the expulsion of the Acadians from the Canadian provinces by the British during the French and Indian War, which is a big part of Cajun history, obviously.
Right. Well, Zach, the way I wrote the song is, it's written as though there's one man who has lived throughout the history of the people. So it starts out, he was there at the time of the expulsion. He's there when the British go and they steal their land, they burn down the houses, they board them on the boats, they separate the families. And so he was there in 1755, and his family was separated, and he lost his son and perdu mon petit garçon. And then in the second set of verses, it says that some of the Acadians were sold as slaves or indentured servants in Georgia as part of their the exile. You know, I mean, it's a very interesting story that, you know, how some of them, they weren't accepted in the 13 colonies, and some of the children were put to work in factories in the north, and some were sent to prisons in England, and en a qui souffert la mort, there are some that suffered death. And of course, then I talk about finding our paradise in Louisiana. And then in the last verse, the man is still alive today. And he talks about how we're losing the Cajun language and how we're fighting to preserve it and keep it alive. And in the end, it's very hopeful. It says, on va les embêter, we're going to fool them.
Yeah.
And because, you know, if you know the story, it's well documented that decades ago, in an effort to make Cajuns learn to speak English, they thought we had to forget French, that nobody can be bilingual, right?
Of course.
And so anyway, the Cajun French was looked down on and outlawed in the public schools and so forth. And you know, those of us that still speak French today, I mean, it's a long tradition. And of course, we're, as far as I know, I can't imagine there's anyone still living today that can't speak English. You know, when I was younger, a lot of the older generation, it was very common. You know, decades ago, to communicate with a lot of the older people, you had to speak French. Mm-hmm. Today, we don't have to. It's just we speak it because we love our language and our culture. So I don't know if that answered your question.
I don't think it was really a question.
But anyway, no, I'm very proud of that song, and maybe it's the best song I ever wrote. I don't know. Something I've been proud of, Zach, and maybe I'm getting on a tangent, but a lot of my songs have become popular in French-speaking Canada. Not planned at all. I mean, I started going up there to play on a regular basis in 1991, and they started inviting me pretty much every year for many, many years. And I'd go play sometimes twice a year, and I'd do a lot of, eventually got doing a lot of TV shows up there where I'm special guest on music shows. And evidently what happened is I went up there and played, and they started playing my recordings on the radio stations. I don't live up there. I didn't know it was happening. And other musicians from their area started playing my songs and re-recording them and covering them and this and that. And by the time I go back a few years later, it's like the whole population knows these songs, like Acadia La Lusion, and another one called Disco and Fado Do, and Red River Waltz, La Rivière Rouge, and on. There's about 7 or 8 or 10 of them that got very well known.
Wow. Well, I had hoped that since you got your accordion with you, maybe you could play a song off the new record.
Zach, I would love to play a song. That would be fun.
Great. Well, which one do you want to do?
Well, why don't we do the title cut? It's a song called Jamais de la Vie. We already talked about it, and bear with me because I haven't been playing this song. I mainly recorded it, and it's been sitting on a shelf. But it's a song I'm proud of. It's just kind of a solid Cajun two-step, and I'd be happy to play it for you. C'est pas bien parti, c'est tout le temps des mauvaises nouvelles. J'ai dit mon père que c'est comme ça, j'aimerais entendre des bonnes nouvelles. Donne-moi l'espoir pour l'avenir, moi je voudrais voir ma paix encore. Allons s'accorder, pas disputer. C'est tout en partie sur le mauvais bord. Jamais de la vie, c'est pas bien parti. Connais pas comment ça va tourner. Jamais de la vie.